live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Hi, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls and start with Mike in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about the situation about the property tax standoff. You guys were talking about it on Monday night a little bit.
Yeah, there was a guy that owed about $5,000 in property taxes, and I believe it was, I think it was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was a half hour from where I am right now, actually. I've been pretty involved in the situation. I actually went down to his property after the standoff and tried to get some video on that, and took some video, put it up on YouTube. The cops wouldn't let us see the house. They didn't want us to see what they did to it, you know, his house. And but we did talk to a couple of his neighbors and got some interviews. And the local paper just reported today that one of the motivating factors for this guy being, you know, mad at the government was they were working on a road, a major highway, by his property, and in the construction of it, they ruined his well. So he couldn't get any water to his place, and they never fixed it. And there's another reason he didn't want to pay any taxes.
Oh my goodness!
The paper just reported that today, but
So the town comes along, they destroy his well, and then they try to take his house away for not paying property taxes.
Right, he did
and
the
giving
one
money
thing
to the same organization that destroyed his well.
Right, he did the one thing that he could do in that situation was say, well, if you're not going to help fix this problem, I'm not going to pay you anymore. What am I paying you guys for? What else could you do?
These are a bunch of bad people.
Yep.
No, I mean, it's unreal, and a lot of people are like, you know, all the local media and that around here are saying, well, we need to applaud the law enforcement for saving and protecting us and risking their lives for us and that, you know, over this, and as far as I'm concerned, I wasn't at danger at all in this situation. You know, this guy wasn't paying for his, you know, property tax. I mean,
yeah, they didn't have to put their lives on the line. Everything would have been fine if they just left the guy alone.
And Ian and Mark, how much do you think this operation cost? The total cost of this, 3 SWAT teams, 3 armored vehicles, you know, come over and collect a debt of $5,000 or whatever, roughly.
Well, I know that I know when you're breaking out the tanks that you're getting into the big bucks.
Well, plus, and it's not like he lived in New York City where they have a huge budget. He lived out in some rural area. I mean, what's the population of this area?
We had to drive the tanks there from God knows where.
The town, it's right outside of this small town. It's about 500 people. This is, I mean, if you go to YouTube, I posted it on the boards or my video. You see how rural this area is.
Yeah.
And it's a wooded area. Totally. I mean, you cannot get away from the government in this country. If you want to be secluded and get away from you cannot do it.
It's the time that you could move out to the woods and be left alone by mommy government is over.
Now all it's going to do is seclude you when they come after you.
As far as costs go, I'm having some guys put in a little area. Maybe it's circular, 100 feet in its diameter, sort of circular. And they're using a front end loader and a backhoe to do that. And it's going to take them one day, $3,000. And they're giving me a deal, so I can only imagine what it costs for tanks, which are more scarce than front end loaders by a long
shot.
They
got to repair them too. I mean, because the windshields were shot out of a lot of these, they got to repair these things. And I mean, it's just unbelievable to think about the total cost to collect this debt.
Wow.
And another thing that I'm really concerned about the situation is the article that was in our local paper today says that the media has been trying to get a hold of this guy, Robert Bayless is his name, and they're not letting him talk to the media. They're not letting anybody talk to him, and they're waiting on his court-appointed attorney. So this guy is totally on his own right now.
So he's completely shut off from communication with people?
Are you not innocent until proven guilty?
So-called. That's what they claim, which
and
we know in many cases it's not the case.
Murder charges
they're bringing him up on attempted murder charges for shooting at the cops?
Right, right. Even though they were coming to forcibly remove him, they had a warrant out. They claimed that they owned his land because they so-called evicted him earlier this year because he was behind on his, you know, property taxes. So they claimed his land, even though his land was worth well over the, you know, the amount of debt that he owed. So they claimed the whole property. I mean,
wow.
In
so sad. These are bad, bad people. That I don't think not every town government would have done what that town government did,
but there are plenty of them that would.
Absolutely, there's probably more that would than wouldn't.
Yep.
But these are bad people, and these are the kind of people that drive a man to the point where that you know that mayor over I think it was Missouri where the guy walks in and shoots up the town council meeting and shoots the mayor.
Yeah.
That's what drives men to do that crap.
The mayor was the only one that survived that, by the way. He shot at six people.
By the way, take a look at the two circumstances, and you know it's difficult to say who came out better. The one guy ended up dead, but he's not in. You know, the one perpetrator ended up dead, but he's not sitting in prison. One can make an argument that dead is you know superior to prison, and he managed to take out six bureaucrats. The other guy, he's sitting in prison, didn't take out anybody because he waited for the cops to come get him.
Right.
It's just a mess.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Ian.
Well, you were going to make a point. I was just going to ask you to keep us up to date on this situation, if you would.
I'm going to try to make it down there again and see if I can get, you know, the actual shot of his burnt house. We got it from a distance, but...
Oh, that's right. It caught on fire during that, right?
Right, with the tear gas. I mean, it's really something that I'm glad for your show that's able to talk about a little bit, get some national attention, but... I mean, I don't know what we can do.
We can, you can move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and then we can all make a stand for liberty. And because it's like Mark said, you can't get away from these people. You can't get away from these little tyrants. These people in these local governments, whether it's a small town or a big city, they're all the same. They all want to rule over other people's lives. And so there's no amount of running at this point that is going to be successful. We're going to have to stand and start talking about liberty. I don't want to say stand and fight because we're not going to actually do any fighting because we're involved in a nonviolent.
Stand up and say no. Right. I'm not taking it anymore.
That's right.
Everything the government touches turns to crap.
Say
and
no.
You're not touching anything more.
Say no to government and say yes to freedom, and that's what we're doing up here. And call again and let us know what happens. All right, Mike?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Because I don't want it to have to come to some sort of violent situation. Because as we've seen, you lose either way. It's like you said, you either end up killing yourself or being killed, or you end up in a jail cell. You lose your home, you lose your family, you lose everything you've worked toward,
mm-hmm.
just because you want to live free.
Doesn't make any sense.
So violence is not going to be the solution here. That's what their MO is.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And we are not going to lower ourselves to that level.
In this circumstance, the cops came to get the guy off the property. He shoots. And the newspaper is lauding the police over keeping all of us safe from the guy who was on his own property shooting at armed invaders. Okay?
He probably couldn't even shower because they broke his well.
And the newspaper talks about how much safer we are. Well, how are we safe? There was a guy protecting his land. So you just can't win. For some reason, the media, they just don't
we'll
see
win.
It. They don't. No, I mean, you
win.
Can't see it. You can't win with violence.
Right. Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything. In fact, one could argue, by the way, we've already won. It's just they haven't figured it out yet. We go to John in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
The Real ID Act.
Ew.
What about it,
John?
I was wondering if I could move to like maybe go up, maybe take a trip up to Maine and get a Maine driver's license, and come back down and still live in North Carolina with a Maine driver's license.
I think you'd have to at the very least get a PO box, not a PO box, a private mailbox, and
set up residency basically.
Yeah.
Up north, something like
they
that.
They can be really picky.
Yeah, they may have other other issues down there as far as registering to vote and all that. I mean, if you don't care about that, then
if you have a friend in Maine, that would certainly help. I don't know why you'd want to pick Maine, by the way, to get real ID. Oh yeah, they're the one that
Maine is kind of
or Montana.
Throwing it back in their face. Montana, New Hampshire, South Carolina, maybe a little closer. I think South Carolina is fighting off real ID as well, so you might want to consider that. And it's going to have to jump through some hoops, but it probably can be done, as long as you are willing to break a few laws while you're doing it, because odds are good you probably will. If you're okay with that, then I say go for it. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you're on the line, we will get to you. A bunch of guys on the line. Ladies, you come first. If you call in, we'll take your call before those dudes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson for Midas, April 9, 2008, gold, 910. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 936.36, 461.20 for half, 230.60 for quarter. That's 936.36, 461.20, and 230.60.
The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Just get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world's becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS summer seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. That's libertarianseminars.com. By the way, if you want to get signed up for this summer's libertarian seminars, you better do it tonight. Libertarianseminars.com.
Yeah, this is the last night.
800-259-9231 to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey,
hello. Hello. Jeremy. Jeremy going once.
Hey, I'm here.
You're there. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was thinking about that party y'all got coming up with all the poker and all the topless women and everything.
Right. Well, the dancing girls.
We're not going to have topless women yet, but we are going to be playing poker. Some people will be playing poker or rolling dice or in some way putting money up for risk and gambling in public here in Keene, New Hampshire on the 19th.
What if you run out of money? Can you put your clothes up for risk?
Yeah, I mean, anything you can, if at any time you're losing, I potentially have the potential to lose or gain value in some sort of gaming fashion, then I believe that is considered gambling. So I believe that would still qualify you.
I had one other quick comment. I forget if it was the last caller or the caller before that was talking about, you know, the way China treats Tibet or whatever, but look the way we treat Afghanistan and Iraq.
And when you say we, you mean the federal government, because I don't treat them in any way.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know where I'm trying to come from here.
I got you, man. I got you.
And where's the protest and the outrage for that?
Well, yeah, where are the damn protests? I mean, there were some anti-war protests early on, but it really seemed like they're. I guess they do have one every Saturday here in Keene. There's a teeny little protest down at the central square here. But as far as nationwide anti-war protests, where'd they go? They all dried up. Maybe they're just not reporting on them.
That's a good question, Ian. Also, I've seen some of the fake media, you know, with all the Tibetans kicking and raising hell, and none of them looked like they were starving or anything. I mean,
are these the Tibetans in Tibet or the Tibetans in America?
Well, the Tibetans in Tibet.
Are there allegations that they're that they're supposed to be starving? I don't honestly know much about the situation, so I.
Well, I'm just wondering why are they really pissed off?
Well, didn't China go in there and kick out the Dalai Lama, basically?
Yeah, they were invaded and conquered.
Yeah, that could piss you off. Yeah, well, you know, that's how Germany,
our rights are being invaded and conquered every day. I mean,
but it's by our own government, Jeremy, so that makes it all okay. Thanks for the call.
They're flying the flag, so it's all right.
800-259-9231. By the way, I'm being facetious there.
Oh, glory.
In case you didn't pick up on that. Let's continue with the calls. Kevin in Minnesota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys, it's been a while. How are you doing?
What's on your mind, sir? Kevin?
What's on my mind? Jesse Ventura.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Well, I call him Jesse the Traitor. And can you guys hear me? Because you guys are really quiet on your side.
You sound fine.
You sound great here.
Something behind the scenes, I suppose. Go ahead and make a point. We can hear you.
Well, as you guys might remember and might not, but with my calls, I've shared with you of how I have the alleged Gulf War illness, and I'm from the state of Minnesota.
Ah.
And when I first learned of Gulf War illness, and I tried to bring about awareness about Gulf War illness to everybody, Jesse the Body Ventura had a radio show, and he brought up Gulf War illness, and I took it as an opportunity to send him plenty of information and videotapes pertaining Gulf War illness, and the 20,000 veterans at the time that have died, and the over 300,000 veterans that were sick and dying, and he brought up this whole story of when I was in the military, we had Agent Orange and the Vietnam vets, and when I was a SEAL, which he wasn't, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I'm all on board with you, brother. As a vet, we need to stick together. Then he became the mayor of Brooklyn Park, and the people of Brooklyn Park, as soon as he got into office, were a little excited. They thought he was going to be a rabble-rouser and a rogue, and yet, as soon as he got into office, they couldn't wait for him to get out of office.
As I recall, that's what happened at the state level, too, was
right,
he made a play for office as an independent, and he talked a good game about, you know, some sort of liberty-friendly ideas. He wasn't a libertarian, and nor did he claim to be, but he certainly was better than the other two choices, and he won, and then proceeded to, you know, govern just like a Republican or Democrat would, in that he helped increase the size of government and didn't really do anything unusually different in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. He became governor, made a lot of promises to a lot of college students, and after his acceptance and stuff, he came to the University of Minnesota, which I crashed and made a scene and asked him about Gulf War illness and what he was going to do for the veterans of Minnesota, and he claimed not to know anything about it, and I brought him another packet of information, and he at first wouldn't take it, but the rest of the crowd yelled at him to take it, and he took it with a little glint in his eye towards me, and then this continued on where I kept trying to correspond with them. Well, then I got to the point of where I wanted to do a big wheelchair ride across the state of Minnesota in my wheelchair, 270 miles. I sent him letters and certified copies, and I got the impression that he was going to meet me at the end of the ride on the Capitol. I show up at the Capitol. He's not there. Ironically,
sort of persona non grata there with old Jesse, huh?
Right, and ironically, he was out signing books and doing a book tour.
Which is what he's doing right now. He's got another book that he's out promoting, and he's talking a good game again, about
this,
revolution and stuff. And
this is what I wanted to bring up.
Yes, quickly, go ahead.
Okay, he's bringing up this whole thing about how he has questions about 9/11 and how he wish he would have said something when the 3,000 people periled in 9/11, and he wish he would have said something when he had more power, which he didn't, which means he was a coward. Yet he was a coward back when we were trying to get him to say something about Gulf War illness. So this man is a snake in the grass. He will talk the talk when it has something to do with his own ego and his own pocket.
Sure, he's a politician. And I'm glad you pointed that out. And what is he doing? He's selling a book.
Selling
That's why
a book.
He's talking so tough. Thanks for the call, dude.
Have
we
a good
appreciate
night.
It. 800-259-9231. Oh, so funny, Mark. I saw a clip of Jesse on the Sean Hannity show. Not Sean Hannity, but Hannity and Combs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jesse talking about revolution and, you know, less government and lower taxes. And then Sean Hannity starts saying, yeah, revolution, yeah. So, like, the idea that Sean Hannity in any way,
right.
shape, or form wants to change
the revolutionary
world. It was just ludicrous to watch it happen.
That's a revolution. Let's get the Republicans in power.
Yeah.
We've had that revolution. It sucked. We've got the Democrat revolution, too. It stinks, too.
Yeah. Let's stop revolving and evolve into a voluntary society. I think that would be nice. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can grab archives. An entire year's worth of the show is on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. I used it. It is fast and easy.
As we continue with your calls, we go to Osborne in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Guys.
Hey.
Guys, I have a huge problem over here, and I'm hoping you can help me out.
Oh, dear God.
All right, what's going on?
I have a trade deficit with Amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's that mean?
Well, doesn't that mean that Amazon's going to grow large and overtake your country?
I don't know what it's going to mean, but all I know is every week I buy DVDs, books, CDs, children's toys, even macaroni and cheese, and they don't buy anything from me.
Oh my goodness!
It's absurd. I mean, all these jobs. Think of all these jobs that I'm shipping from myself to them. I mean, I could be calling all of these producers and manufacturers myself and negotiating prices and shipping. And instead, I'm shipping those jobs to Amazon.
Mm.
Isn't that terrible?
No.
Hey, what am I going to do?
It's how the system works, and it's good. That's how the free market works, and it's a good thing. However, what countries do is they politicians will pit us against one another, and they'll say, you people with the red, white, and blue flag over there, you should be scared of the people with the red and yellow flag over there. They're bad and different than you are.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah.
So obviously my point is that this notion of the trade deficit is probably one of the most absurd topics in all of economics.
And
it is absolutely meaningless.
And just to give a little credibility, you have a PhD in economics, unlike, well, anybody else that's called tonight.
That may be true.
Yeah. Yeah, what about Hong Kong, Jason? I mean, you know, this is Hong Kong, a country that's essentially built on a rock. I mean, they have absolutely no natural resources whatsoever with which to export anything of a natural basis, but yet they've managed to really turn themselves into a booming, almost free market economy. Not totally free, but certainly they've got more economic freedom than even we do.
Sure. It's amazing what the market can do. And any time that you are involved in voluntary trade with another entity, you are made better off and they are made better off.
It is true. And the more options we have as far as whom we can trade with, the better off we are as well, because then there are more competitors, more choices in the marketplace, more options, meaning, you know, life is better because of that.
Yes. Restricting choice every time is the wrong idea.
It's also un-American. Thanks for the call tonight, Osborne. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Of course, he was responding in case you're... I don't know if that call was earlier this hour or was it last hour.
No.
But he was responding to a guy that was, bemoaning the idea that we buy products from places like China and we need to shut down trade to China. In fact, why don't we just shut down trade to everywhere else? How about that?
Right. And
let's just isolate ourselves.
When you're labeling
completely. Some
business guy in the landmass called China as bad and saying that we can't do business with him because he happens to be in that landmass, then you're sort of labeling everybody with these governments and then saying that the Chinese people are bad and,
which is absurd.
Making them responsible for Tiananmen Square and
Chinese government that was responsible for that. The government people are bad.
Right. They don't produce anything either. The Chinese government doesn't have any factories.
The Chinese people are good people, just like regular Americans are good people, just like anybody around the world on average is a good person. It's the people in government that are doing the bad, awful things. Sometimes to their own people, sometimes to people in other countries. It's the government people that you should be blaming and you should be upset at, not the poor Chinese farmer or the poor person just trying to make a few bucks in some factory over there. Those aren't the bad guys. They're not doing anything wrong. Let's continue with your calls. Bring up what you want. Josh is gone. Let's try Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hello, John. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, sir. Super. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got one for you here. It says the official ex-cop acted alone in warning suspects. It's a former IMPD officer. He faces 5 years for tipping off targets about a drug raid.
Hmm. Oh, that's a shame. Noble.
He pleaded guilty Friday to unlawfully disclosing the contents are federally authorized wiretaps.
That's the only time they go after those guys, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, when they're undermining the operations of the police. You put the police department in jeopardy, or the police operations in jeopardy, then they're going to throw the book at you. But any time a cop murders somebody when he's working for the department, then they protect him. But if you put the department's little program in jeopardy, then they go after you. See how it is?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you... you know, the tax revolt we had, supposedly, put a new mayor in, and the reassessment.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
More of the same? The new mayor effed you over.
Yes, we all faced increases.
Well, hey, that's when you try. That's what happens when you think you can solve your problems through the political system, or that some new candidate is going to come along and change everything. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I love this. You know, the cynical laugh there. Yes, that's just how it is. You can't change the system. Okay, yeah, there might be a couple of good guys out there running for office. I believe that. But is anything fundamentally going to change, even if they happen to get elected? Please. Look at the trends. People have been for years making the same old promises. Elect me and I'll change this.
Smaller government.
The big changes are coming here.
Tell me where the smaller government is.
Yeah.
You know, these Republicans have been talking about smaller government for years. I mean, in New Hampshire, they claim to be small government Republicans. As a matter of fact, it's been over 100 years since we've had Democrats running the House, the Senate, and the governorship here in New Hampshire. But, you know, in 2006, they decided to overthrow the Republicans because they know that they're full of crap.
And what did they get? Bigger government.
Yeah, they got more government.
But if they kept the Republicans in, they'd still have bigger government.
More government.
Take your pick. Do you want bigger government version A or bigger government version B? Because that's what you have to choose from in the world of politics. I choose none of the above. I choose the marketplace and coming up with some original ways, including civil disobedience, to actually resist this system. And not necessarily even resist it, but to build our own competing system. I think that's what we need to see happen. We need to see people, hopefully with some capital, to come, for instance, to New Hampshire and invest in some sort of competing industry. Go out and fix the roads on your own and figure out a way to make money at it. Probably you're going to have to break the law to do it, because probably some law that says only the government can fix its own roads. But that's what we need to see happen, is the marketplace to come in and say, look, we can do this better, we can do it cheaper, stop paying those guys, the gangsters, and start giving us money, and we'll fix your roads for you. Just an idea. Just one of the many ideas that we need to start brainstorming, and we need to start thinking about as far as how we can transition from this coercive government that we have to some sort of voluntary order. Most of society is voluntary. Most of society is good. In fact, well-being surrounds us. Most of your day goes very smoothly, most of the time. The news that you hear out there that's so negative is negative because it's newsworthy, because it hardly ever happens.
Well, because people listen to that crap, too. I don't listen to the local news. I try to stay the heck away from that because, well, for one, it's about places that I don't live. I don't live in Boston. And, there's people killing each other in Boston.
Sure.
Doesn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah. People have been killing each other for a long time.
I just think it's awful.
It's just going to bring you down. What's the point? What's the point in subjecting yourself to it? 1-800-259-9231. So we can have success, and it's already beginning here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You know what? I was wrong. We do still have Josh on the line. We're getting to him coming up here and your calls as well. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for you if you dial in now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building rice machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, do what Osborne does. He called earlier telling us all the products and services he purchases from Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You, too, can buy things from Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. I today went and bought a USB extension cable. I need to extend my USB a little further than it goes. I got a 6-foot cable for like $4 or something like that. So it was much cheaper than if I'd gone to Circuit City or even Walmart. So Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, even with the shipping, it was cheaper than Walmart.
Really?
So you can get anything. 41 categories of products, pretty much whatever is for sale in the world. It seems like Amazon sells it. I understand I'm exaggerating a little bit there, but really, they've got a lot of products. And the brand names you know. And the customer service is awesome. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And get your shopping done. If you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Let's go to your phone calls. Josh, waiting patiently in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Josh.
Hello, Mark and Ian. I would like to thank you for single-handedly ruining my TV viewing enjoyment.
How's that?
Since I've been listening to the show for about 6 months now, occasionally I used to like to watch the cop shows.
Oh.
Well, recently they've been having that DEA show on Spike TV.
Yeah,
gross.
Someone called about that earlier tonight. Sounds awful.
So you like, when you say cops, you mean, in fact, the cops shows?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
So recently I started watching that DEA show because it was, you know, on, and after about 5 minutes, I just got sick. You know, now realizing, you know, what everybody's going through when these DEA agents kick through the door.
It is sickening.
Right, realizing that the people's doors they're kicking in are not Pablo Escobar or some, you know, violent thug. 9 times out of 10, people selling drugs are just A, trying to support their own habit, or B, they're just businessmen trying to make a buck. So these aren't people that are hurting others. They're doing business on a voluntary basis, unlike those thugs kicking in their door.
Oh, that is true. One more quick thing is I had to bring up something on the chemtrails.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm not a believer in chemtrails, but
okay.
I think I've done some research here, and it's not the government that's doing it. It is the aliens, and here's the reason why. Now, the aliens are always landing in the backwood places in Missouri and stuff,
yeah.
And the people
and
that see them never believe them,
and
right? And no one will ever believe them because they're crackpots.
Right.
Well, now these aliens are spraying major cities. So that way when they do their big invasion landing, no one will believe them.
Why would they not believe them because they're spraying? I don't understand that.
That's what the chemical does. It makes it so you can't see them land. Is that right?
It makes them conspiracy theorists.
I see. Hmm.
Interesting.
Makes them doubt everything. And
so is it the people that are calling in about the chemtrails? Are those the ones that the aliens are going to land and they're going to see them?
That is correct.
Are they going to be probed?
I hope so.
Yeah. It wouldn't be fun without the probing. I mean,
everybody needs a good probing, I guess.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. Oh, no.
He's gone.
He's still there. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, okay. And I've come up with a way to help Free Talk Live using just the little talent I do have.
Okay.
I'm going to upload it as soon as I'm finished. I am making a press badge for any Free Talk Live person that can download. You just add your image to it and decide what you want to be, a reporter, investigative reporter, journalist. And you can take it with you whenever you're videotaping them.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Make sure that you do two things with it. One, post it on the BBS. Two, post it on the wiki because if you post it on the BBS, and it'll just, you know, end up down page after page after page, it'll be buried. But on the wiki, it can stay permanently, and it won't be buried anywhere. So I would recommend that. And excellent, sir. Thank you very much for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I love it when our listeners get creative like that, because I know they're certainly more creative than I am. I'm just a talk show host.
And busy.
Let's continue with Larry in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Larry.
Yes.
Yes.
First off, I disagree with you totally on free trade.
Okay. You think we should not have free trade?
Well, how can you classify free trade when you have some poor Chinese laborer in a factory happen to make this?
Whoa, slow down before you go on. Do they have to make it, or did they choose to work in the factory?
Well, if there's no other jobs, I guess they'd probably choose to work in the factory.
Well, there are other jobs.
It's the best
job. Are other jobs.
Yeah, there are other factory jobs and other
sales
jobs.
No. They're not other jobs. Their whole damn economy. Wait a minute. Their whole economy is making toys for us.
Okay, so they have a lot of manufacturing jobs in China. It is a very large landmass, and people are generally prescribed by zip codes. No, most of their jobs are agricultural and manufacturing.
It's true.
He's absolutely correct.
But their economy is expanding. I mean, it's getting much more
sure. So, but I don't
diverse.
Think for a second that a person is required to take a factory job. Do you think that they're holding the guns to their heads?
No, but there are death squads over there that harvest body parts.
Death squads.
Well, there are death squads in the United States. They call themselves a SWAT team, sir. We talked about one earlier attacking a man in his home. What's your point, anyway?
Well, I don't believe that you can compare some Chinese factory worker making
a few cents
an hour, owned by our corporations, basically, right?
No, most of the Chinese companies are Chinese companies.
Yeah, I mean, they're employed by our corporations, but
they're contracted. I mean, they contracted.
To build things. That's a better
They're
term.
Contracted by our corporations, okay? Uh-huh. And then our corporations send it back. Well, I don't say it. Let's say the multinational corporations send it back to the consumer here in America.
And we pay less and save money.
But all the jobs that they're making, these little trinkets, at one time used to be made here.
So we made trinkets here, and now they make
trinkets there. We don't make anything. I don't know what papers you people read, but there are, you know, Ford's laying off 45,000, GM 75,000. You have the big brokerage firms laying off tens of thousands.
Now, have you looked in the newspaper? Have you seen the classified ads?
Yes, I look in the newspaper all the time.
Can you
but
read it?
You're not having $25 an hour factory jobs anymore, gentlemen.
That's
you're having service jobs.
That's because we've allowed the government to regulate the hell out of our business and made us uncompetitive, sir.
Yeah,
I mean, do you propose to force people to buy products that are uncompetitive? Do you want to bring every single job? Do you propose that we just stop trade entirely with all other countries and only do the jobs that, the manufacturing jobs here in the United States, all kinds of jobs here in the United States?
No, I'd say let's jack up the tariffs.
Well, and therefore, jacking up the tariffs so high that it only makes sense to have jobs in the United States.
Thank you.
Do you think that makes sense?
Thank you.
Well, that's a really crappy idea.
What do you mean crappy? What the hell do you think this country functioned on before the IRS and the income tax?
Look, man, there used to be guys called blacksmiths. There's progress out there, my friend. Things change. We're not a manufacturing country anymore.
The country functioned on freedom, where you had the freedom to choose how to do business and whom to do business with. And you're talking about taking all that away to protect some precious factory job, which we don't need, because they're doing it in other countries, and there's no shortage of jobs here. There are plenty of jobs in this country, sir. Living in a fantasy land. By the way, we didn't hang up on him. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well,
have you looked in Detroit? Half the town of Detroit no longer exists.
Well, for one thing, it's freaking cold there,
well,
man.
Once somebody loses
their big-time union sponsored job there, yeah, they say to themselves, you know what, I think I'm going to move to Florida. It's warmer.
Well, and also, the Detroit government is a huge city government.
The Detroit government, the Chicago, the Seattle, they're all big. The point of the matter is all the jobs that held this nation together have been exported.
Is the nation now falling apart?
Ludicrous.
Yeah, I'd say it's falling apart.
Which part is falling apart?
Well, I don't know. Let's say that we got $570 trillion of outstanding derivatives. I'd say that. How about we have $52 trillion of unfunded government liability?
Wait. Who has the outstanding derivatives?
All the major banks, that's who.
Right. Well, so there's some companies out there that are making investments in commodities, and there's I'll admit to you,
derivatives
are a lot of gambling. But I made a lot of money in derivatives.
Oh, I made a lot of money. I'm talking about people holding these derivatives. Are being bundled up. There's speculation on speculation.
Here's what I want to know, Larry. If you get your way and we've got all these tariffs and I go ahead and I just make a deal with somebody in China and somehow manage to get around the tariffs, what will you do to me?
Fine.
What will you do if I don't pay the fine? You got 10 seconds to answer, Larry. What will you do if I don't pay your fine?
Well, if you broke the law, you'd have to do the time then.
Guess you're a sick sociopath, you sicko. Get off my phone. It's Benny in here with you.
I suppose he'd shoot you if you didn't want to go.
I bet you he would. He's twisted. We like freedom, and we'll keep liking freedom. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And be free, everybody.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
There are many...